Well, we're parked right now at the Tucson Convention Center. You'll see the brand new Rosie on the House Sanderson Ford Transit and Trailer out front as you walk in. And we're down here at our booth is next to the stage where we're broadcasting now, and we'll be through the remainder of this broadcast, which is through 11 o'clock, joined with a couple local listeners. We've got a great stage seating right here. There's coffee and bagels as well. You can join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text at 411-923 or email at info@rosieonthehouse.com. 9 o'clock is our open line hour. It's for any topic you, the Arizona homeowner, want to talk about your house, home, castle, or cabin. And we've got a special guest in here today. We're in Tucson, so we brought in a guest from Tucson Electric and Power. And I don't have a copy of the title, but...
Renewable Energy Technical Specialist.
Got it.
Scary, isn't it?
That's scary. That's Tim Charlie. Well, it used to be scary, but I mean, the renewable energy sources are becoming so varied now. I mean, you're kind of spreading the load.
Yeah, the resources are expanding every day. The ways of controlling them within your house and manipulating them to use less electricity are growing every day. So it's not just the utility that, well, we've done it that way for 30 years. We've got to be pretty mobile, pretty agile.
Yeah. So we were talking a little bit about the manufacturing of power. Y'all are here at the home show at the Tucson Convention Center. The show opens at 10 today. It's open today and tomorrow. Y'all are giving away shade trees.
Yes. Yeah.
One of the things that goes a long way in cutting your cooling bills.
Yeah, it cuts down on insulation into your house if you plant it in the right spot. Yep. Works out well.
So what's the program for giving those trees away? So I was up in the hall earlier today. I saw you had a pretty big supply of them.
Yeah, I think they have 600 trees.
Okay.
Francisco's group has given away 600 of them. If you're a TEP customer, you come up, enter your information, and then spin a wheel, and that'll determine what kind of tree that you can get. I believe they're also giving away some LED lights.
Okay.
And they have plenty of information there.
Okay. So the shade is critical in cutting your summer cooling bills. A deciduous tree would also be great, planted in the right strategical location for year-round advantages.
Yeah, yeah. If it can block the sun in the summer and then let the sun in the winter, perfect.
It's perfect. So you've got the trees. Y'all have a program for light bulbs?
Yeah, they're giving away some LEDs there. If you go to some of the big box stores, you'll get discounted LEDs. Yeah, just the big box stores.
Yep. And then y'all have a smart thermostat rebate program?
Yeah, there's a certain amount of money that is set aside. And until that money is depleted, they're giving away discounted there's a discount that's applied to a thermostat if you get a smart thermostat.
Let's go to your website, TEP.com, and go to that energy calculator. I find that very fascinating. It helps people really understand. You know, all people care about is when they throw the switch, the light comes on.
Exactly.
Right.
They've been trained to just, you know, it's like anymore people think that their light bulb is burnt out if they flip a switch and the light's not on. Energy is just that reliable.
Absolutely. When the timer clicks to go, the water heater comes on. When it clicks to on, the swimming pool pump comes on.
Yep.
So in that energy calculator, what kind of homeowner, what kind of exercises are available in there for them to kind of get a picture of how they're buying power?
So it will ask you several things about your home, what the insulation level is, how old is it, what appliance you have in there, how many people are going to be in there, how do you heat your home, how do you cool your home, how do you cook, and then it'll ask you how many appliances you have, and it will give you a rough estimate of what your energy usage could be. And it's all in theory, right? But then when you put it in practice, it depends on how you live.
And then you can kind of compare that to the bills you're getting.
Yeah.
And say, okay, well, maybe there's some things here I can work on. And then you go into the subsidy and rebate program that y'all have got and take a look at some of the assets you have available there.
Or even sometimes pay attention to your home. It's telling you things you may not even know. If you're taking a shower and your shower is not, the hot water's not lasting the entire shower, it means you probably got, you have a water heater issue. And rather than wait for your utility bill to show up and shock you, you can act on that now or use an app. We talked about technology earlier. Go on the app and see what your daily usage is. And if it's out of whack, you know, be proactive on it. Call up the utilities, see if there's something going on. There's probably nothing going on with your meter, but they may have a professional who can come out or can talk to you on the phone and tell you how to use less electricity or to shift that electricity.
Now, we were talking about the practice of thermal storage earlier and moving your on-peak purchase to off-peak. It doesn't work well if you're in a poorly built home.
No, if you're in if you're in a mobile that was built in the 70s or even a slump block house that was built in the gas moratorium and you have an electric furnace, it's not going to work for you.
Yeah. And do y'all's rates change in the winter? Y'all flip seasonally? Most utility companies do.
Yeah, we switch a little bit. If you look at the summer plan, and it's based on the amount of energy you use. The more you use, the more you'll pay per kilowatt hour. And it goes from 10 cents for the first 500 kWh in the summer. In the winter, that same kilowatt hour will cost you 9.9.
Okay.
So it varies just a little bit.
Just a very little bit.
Yeah, and that's on a basic rate plan.
Okay. So as the renewable energy technical specialist, what does your day-to-day look like?
That's a difficult question.
Are you renewable energy specialists on the supply side or on the consumption side?
So we deal with solar installers.
Okay.
I review their plans and go out and make sure that their plans are meeting the expectations that the plans say they're going to.
Okay.
We just want to make sure that the customer is getting what they paid for. Everything's going to be the way it is, the way they've applied for the
projections on the production of the panels.
Yeah, yeah, and that the inverter is there. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of a checks and balances to make sure that they're getting what they pay for.
Okay, so you're checking residential solar installations.
Yeah, and I'm actually doing some commercial stuff, or non-residential is what they call it. I do stuff for inspections for 50 kW and below.
Okay, all right. And a home consumption. I tell people you're probably going to consume about a kW per square foot, just generally speaking.
That's a good ballpark.
Okay.
It's a really good ballpark.
So a 1,500 square foot home is going to consume 1,500 kW a month.
You know? And maybe more in the summertime.
Yes.
Less in the spring and fall. And then in the winter, depends on what your heating source is.
Okay. So in that perspective, on the renewable energy, we do have TEP is plugged into some wind generators.
Yeah.
Are they in state?
Yeah, they're, what's it called? Maybe it's Red Horse Pass. It's just outside of Wilcox.
Okay.
And it's interesting, right, because solar, you get it during the day, and the way the wind blows there, from what the operators are telling me, is in the morning and in the evening on the shoulders, the wind tends to blow more there. And I think yesterday I saw that we were getting 51 megawatts.
What is this dial on y'all's? Right there.
So that's the total.
Is that 200
megs?
That's
total renewable. Yeah.
You're producing 200 megs right now.
Yeah, right now.
Okay, so that's the solar and the wind.
Our entire renewable portfolio. Excuse me.
Yeah, she's pegging right up on that 200 mark right now. So
yeah.
Good job.
They were running around 220 yesterday. We got more coming online. The guys that work in the renewable group are doing a fantastic job of getting things out there. Within the rate case that we had going through, solar installation applications have gone through the roof. So we're busy. It's a good thing.
Well, I really appreciate you coming in because we do talk a lot about the APS rate, basically just for sheer numbers, the number of customers that they have, you know, is the majority of our listeners. But then they got probably a lot more attention and press coverage than they were hoping for in the elections of 4 and 6 years ago and the Corporation Commission hearing. You know, they raised the rate plan issue to the very forefront.
Yeah, that they did.
But y'all are doing basically the same thing they're doing. I mean, every utility company is trying to push the consumer into a responsible amount of staggering their consumption.
Exactly. And some of the programs that we talked about earlier are there to actually help you use less electricity and maybe to push it off onto the shoulders or even off at night where the base load's running, and maybe we do that, and it's just nice and flat. That, I mean, then there's no, your peak demand isn't going to cost you an arm and a leg if you're on a particular rate that you you know, a TOU rate. You want to make sure that you're on that right timing, because otherwise it'll hurt you.
One of the, when we're called to consult with homeowners on what can they do about the energy bill, the first thing we do is say, okay, here's a couple things. We would like you to give us your March bill, your October bill, and then your highest bill last year. Mm-hmm. And that kind of lets us dictate. I can tell you with that much information probably about how big your house is, how many people live in it, whether you have a swimming pool or not, whether you're dual energy or all electric. Mm-hmm. And then we can kind of manipulate and put a strategic plan together for that homeowner about, okay, here's what we want you to try and see if we can't drop your bill 20 to 30%. We've dropped bills as much as 40 to 45% without doing anything other than just just getting them on the right plan and having them buy it at the right time of day.
Yeah, the right plan and education will lead to less energy usage.
Absolutely. Mr. Tim Charlie, the Renewable Energy Technical Specialist from TEP, we appreciate you joining us this morning. I promised y'all I would give you a we have been inundated at Rosie on the House with inquiries about what we think about Proposition 127. I'm not going to tell you how to vote on it, but I'm going to tell you what I think about it in the next break.